referring to the budget and financial statement of the Minister of Finance, he parroted again that this government will say no to soul sourcing. I would paraphrase and use his exact words when he declared soul sourcing a sin, even though lawful under the laws of Ghana, but to be used rarely and sparingly to ensure value for money for the people of the country and to protect the public interest. If the contract was awarded through a competitive tender procurement process, then the value of 10 million, 10.6, will dictate that it goes through the Central Tender Review Committee, also a structure under the procurement process. Whether that has been constituted, we leave that for you to probe further. So whether soul sourcing or competitive tender, there is a breach of the procurement processes. We won't borrow their wares that when those were used, it was meant to achieve a certain object. It is therefore clear that this government is not respecting procurement processes. The selection of the beneficiary company in the award of this contract raises serious conflict of interest issues that must be addressed. You remember he facilitated the smuggling to Ghana of some South African mercenaries. Whatever it is, for us, the peace and security and stability of our country is more important. It's not about rewarding somebody with a contract for having tried to undermine the integrity of the state. So we say without hesitation or fear of contradiction that this is just an action of a breach of the law and processes to reward a political crony. This also adds to a growing list of conflicts of interest in which the finance minister seemed to be entangled, the US $2.25 as well as the appointment of close relations and his business associates to key positions at the Ministry of Finance, the Bank of Ghana, and the Ghana Revenue Authority. You can cross-check. So if you go to the Constitution, even under Article 195, where the president is expected to delegate the appointing authority, he does through the governing boards. Where are the governing boards where all these unfavorable, wrong decisions are being taken? We therefore call on President Nana Addo-Dankwa to direct a reversal of these illegal decisions and acts of malfeasance, as well as take appropriate steps to restore good corporate governance